Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic Party nomination for president, promising to be what he called an ally of the light and someone who would unite the nation. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the coronavirus pandemic last night, Biden said, quote, "I give my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. Make no mistake," he said, "united we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. Biden focused on helping Americans deal with the COVID-19 crisis and its related economic damage. He talked about a national awakening on racial justice and what Democrats portray as the chaos of the Trump presidency. And so the stage is set for a November 3rd re-election as President Trump makes a bid for a second term, with Joe Biden intent on shutting it down. Next week, the Republican Party will renominate President Trump. That convention, too, will be a shadow of what once was planned, given the pandemic. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has so far lost more than 174,000 lives to COVID, with a case count approaching 5.6 million. The next three worst-hit nations, Brazil, Mexico, and India, between them, have recorded more than 250,000 lives lost. Their combined cases, almost 34 million. Worldwide numbers, nearly 23 million infections, and a death toll now topping 794,000. Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny remains in a coma at a hospital in Siberia, where Russian doctors say they have found no sign he was poisoned. Meanwhile, allies say the Kremlin is blocking a medical evacuation to Germany, insisting that puts Navalny's life in mortal danger because the hospital treating him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny is a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes on factories across the country to force a new presidential election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its biggest political crisis since the breakup of the USSR. Demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who has been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing political unrest. The United States has moved to restore United Nations sanctions on Iran, including an arms embargo, citing Tehran's violation of a nuclear deal it struck with world powers in 2015, even though Washington itself abandoned that agreement 2 years ago. The United States submitted a letter to the 15-member UN Security Council accusing Tehran of noncompliance, starting a 30-day clock that could lead to a so-called snapback of sanctions. All the remaining parties to the nuclear agreement, Germany, France, Britain, Russia, and China, notified the Security Council in letters seen by Reuters they do not recognize the U.S. request. The United States acted after the Security Council resoundingly rejected its bid last week to extend an arms embargo on Iran beyond its expiration in October. Doctors in most public hospitals in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are on strike today, protesting salary delays and a lack of protective equipment for treating patients who may have COVID-19. The Secretary General for Kenya's medical practitioners, pharmacists, and dentists says 320 doctors employed by the Nairobi County government were taking part in the work stoppage. It apparently does not affect private hospitals and public hospitals in Nairobi run by the national government. South Korean officials are warning that a cluster of COVID cases in Seoul is threatening to spread after thousands of people attended a rally by conservative political groups last week. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 324 new cases, the highest daily count since early March. South Korea's totals, 16,670 cases and 309 deaths. In China, health authorities in Beijing have lifted a requirement for the use of face masks outdoors. This after the city reported 13 consecutive days without new COVID cases. It's the second time face mask guidelines have been relaxed in the Chinese capital, which has largely returned to normal after two rounds of lockdowns brought it to a standstill. Somali pirates have released three Iranian hostages held for 5 years as conflicting reports emerge whether another ship had been seized after a three-year hiatus and hijackings. The three Iranians are the last of the crew of a fishing vessel, which was captured by pirates in March of 2015. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
It's on VOA1.